story of Noah and the flood are recorded in Genesis chapters 6 through 9, basically. And I encourage you to read that and bone up on it because you could very possibly have a lot of opportunities to talk about that part of Scripture in the next few weeks, because Hollywood has produced a movie called Noah, and a lot of people have seen it. I have not seen it. I do not intend to see it. But I've talked to people who have, and I know there are some great discrepancies in that story. One of the things I have, in the last year, year and a half, have grown so adamant about is that we need to get people back to the Bible. Not to what they think or what someone else thinks or what someone else believes, but what God thinks and what God has told us and what God says is right. So anyway, I know many of you know that story and are familiar with it, but I encourage you to let that be a beginning when you hear something, to point people back to the Bible and maybe read it together with them. And maybe that will lead to further study, hopefully something like the gospel, which is more important for them to know. One of the reasons, or one of the things that I've heard that I found does not agree with the Bible, and so I will ask this question. Why did God destroy the earth by water? For sin? People were evil?
Continually?
Okay. Genesis 6:5, wickedness was great. The wickedness of man was great. The thoughts of men's hearts were evil continually. Genesis 6:11, corruption filled the earth and violence filled the earth. It was not because we were bad stewards of the earth, which is what the movie, what I'm told is what the movie portrays, is that men were mistreating the environment, so God said, I'm going to get rid of man. Start over. Not true. Yes.
As I understand, of course, I haven't seen the movie either, that God is never mentioned in the entire movie.
Could be.
Yeah.
That's true. They call him creator in the movie. I haven't seen it that way.
Yeah. 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 Well, this would be an excellent time when they start talking about, do you know who the creator is?
I just told a guy, he asked me if I was going to go see it. I said, no, I read the book.
The book's a lot better than the movie.
I wrote the book, and that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Why was Noah saved?
He found grace in the eyes of
God. Yeah. Genesis 6:8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. How do you think he stumbled upon that grace? The scriptures, 6 through 9, reveal something about Noah's character. Genesis 6:8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:22, Noah did all that God commanded. Genesis 7, verse 9, Noah did as God commanded. Genesis 7:16, Noah did as God commanded. So this was something in his character that God saw. Was he perfect? Was he without sin? No. But evidently he was a man whose intention was to do as God commanded. Who was saved from the flood? Genesis 6:18. But with thee, speaking to Noah, I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And that was before the flood. And in Genesis 7:13, the day that the flood began, the selfsame day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. It's my understanding that Noah and his wife, Shem was married, the other sons were not, and they had a daughter. That entered the ark. So that's not true. So, another point. How were they saved? Of course, by the ark. And again, the ark is portrayed as a much different vessel than is recorded in the book of Genesis. How many windows? How many doors? Yeah. How many stories? Yeah. How many walkout balconies? None. So these are things, you know, when they start telling about the ark, you could take them to the book. You know, not to say that they won't and that might end the conversation, but, you know, I would be as friendly and open about it as you can. And just, let's look at the book. It's only a few verses. Tell you everything you need to know. How many descendants of Cain entered the ark? Yeah. Who was Noah descended from? Well, so was Cain, but Seth. Yeah, Seth. Who was Tubal-Cain? Well, he was a descendant of Cain. He was like in the sixth generation of Cain. Lamech was the man who boasted, "I killed a young man in his youth for, I don't know, for promiscuity or something." But anyway, and he had three sons. One was Jabal, who was the father of all those who live in tents and domesticate animals. Jubal was the father of all those who play the harp and the organ and music. And Tubal-Cain was the father of all who work with brass and iron. How many, did any of those people go onto the ark? No. Well, in the movie, one of them do. Will the earth destroy itself? Well, that's what we hear in the news today, right? And that's kind of the message of this movie. What Genesis 8:21. This was after the flood, after Noah came out of the ark, walked on dry land, offered a great sacrifice. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. The Lord said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth." So this is something God's kind of reconciled to deal with. Not that he was surprised ever, but he said, you know, it'll just be what it is. "Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest." Seed time refers to planting. Harvest is collecting. Who does those things? People do those things. "And cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease till Jesus comes and he makes all things new." That's something I hear from the news and talking points and stuff, that we're going to destroy the earth and spoil it, and after man's gone, blah, 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 blah. So it's going to remain just like it is, good and evil, until Jesus comes. Take the opportunity to talk to people about this, just like you would the Chiefs game when it comes up.